Earthquake.
Drop, cover, and hold on. Those are the instructions for an earthquake. In Southern California, the simulated quake had its epicenter at Biola University. Its goal is education, says Los Angeles County Fire Captain Tom Richards.
We're training today to prepare for a major earthquake, and our goal is to stress to the citizens of the County of Los Angeles, and everywhere for that matter, to prepare.
Students enacted the roles of the injured and the dead. Nursing students helped first responders cope with the casualties. It was a realistic scenario for students who entered an earthquake simulator. A truck with hydraulic lifts that create violent shaking. It was scarier than she expected, said student Jenna Golden.
It was really surprising. I didn't think it was going to be that scary or that violent at all or last for that long.
The simulated earthquake was magnitude 6.7, the same as the deadly quake that shook the Los Angeles suburb of Northridge 20 years ago. But most of these students are too young to remember it. 17-year-old Desiree Sanchez got a close-up look at a frightening scenario that she more often sees on newscasts.
We always hear about it everywhere else, but we never hear about it here.
Geologist Dale Schneeberger of Biola University explains that earthquakes are caused by a region's setting on the boundary of two plates of the Earth's crust, which press against each other.
And as a result, that energy builds up into the crust, and eventually the strength of the rock will fail because it can't take any more energy put into it. It breaks, and we call that an earthquake.
The dramatic reenactment reminds us of the many hazards of nature, says Greg Rennick of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
We also have a high fire risk. When winter does come, we have the risk of flooding.
And there is a 60% chance of rain within the hour.
Updates for the emergency operation show that rescue efforts are never easy, but the great shakeout is helping these students know what to expect in a real earthquake. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.